Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College, this is the IDC Podcast for the week of April 2nd through the 6th of 2007. This week in the IDC, we're going to be holding our fourth brown bag lunch of the semester, titled Technology In and Out of the Classroom, and it will be held on Monday, April 2nd from noon to 1 and again from 5 to 6 in the IDC, Student Commons Building 2401. WebCT, Flash, podcasting, clickers, smart boards, video streaming, wireless internet access, e-portfolios. What technology is out there to help you and your students with the teaching and learning process? We'll talk about uses and misuses of a variety of technologies in the classroom. On Tuesday, April 3rd, from 1 to 3, we're going to be holding the fourth in the series of course design workshops, this one titled Formative Assessment. That'll be on Tuesday, April 3rd, from 1 to 3, in the Student Commons Building, room 2401, facilitated by Francine Armenth Brothers and Paul Folger. Topics include classroom assessment techniques, providing feedback effectively in formative assessment techniques, and integrating formative and summative feedback. And finally, on Friday, April 6th, from noon to 1:30, we're going to be holding our fourth Technology Fridays series of the semester. Remember, for a complete listing of all the IDC spring semester workshops, see www.heartland.edu/ASC/IDC. There's also going to be a Your World Exposed Heartland Community College Speaker Series presentation on the evening of Tuesday, April 3rd. The topic is Fair Trade, the Power of Consumer Choice, and the speaker is Charlene Watts from Crossroads Global Crafts in downtown Bloomington, Illinois. This presentation is going to be held in the Community Commons Building in room 1406 and 7, and it's going to be held from 7 to 8 p.m., It's free and open to the general public. Come broaden your understanding of issues affecting us all. In this week's services offered section, I thought I would talk about a specific key on the keyboard. Ever wonder what the print screen key is for? It's appeared on a standard QWERTY keyboard for the past 2+ decades, but it's probably the least used key on a keyboard. Well, it used to be for literally printing the contents of the computer's screen to a printer back in the days of Microsoft DOS and command-line programming, but now it's used to capture still images of the computer screen. The print screen key is usually found in the upper right-hand corner of the keyboard, often near the rightmost function key, or the F12 key. If you have screens you want to show to your students, say off of a website or for a guide you're creating, you can capture those screens simply by pressing the print screen key. This will take a shot of that full screen and save it onto the clipboard. You can also press the alternate key and the print screen key with the Alt still held down to just capture the current active window only. Now, you can place that image into a Word document or an image editing program like Photoshop by simply pasting the contents of the clipboard. You just open Microsoft Word, go to Edit and Paste in the menu bar, or hit Control V, and your screen capture image will paste into the document. From there, you can grab the sides of the image to resize and position it where you want. If you want to edit the screenshot, say you want to crop it down to just show a portion of the screen, you can accomplish this in an image editor like Photoshop. The great thing about Photoshop for editing screen captures is that after you click the print screen key and open Photoshop, when you go to File and New, the program will automatically set the new file size to the size of the image in the clipboard. So, if you took your screenshot of your computer screen on a 1024 by 768 pixel monitor, then Photoshop will automatically know to create the new file you want to paste the image into at 1024 by 768. Then you just click OK, and you go to Edit and Paste, just like you would in a Microsoft Word document, or click Control V, and your screenshot will paste into Photoshop ready to be edited. Taking screenshots of an image can also be handy for troubleshooting problems with your computer. When those strangely worded error messages pop up in dialog boxes, this saves you from having to write down the lengthy message. Instead, just take a screenshot of the error message and paste it into a Word document. From there, you could even print it out. Who knew the print screen key could be so useful? For a history of these keys and why they are on a standard keyboard, check out the Wikipedia entries on print screen key and sysrec key and the scroll lock and pause break keys. Well, that's it for the IDC podcast for this week. Remember, we'll be updating our podcast weekly with news and events about the Instructional Development Center, so check back often. If you have comments or questions, feel free to email us or call us in the IDC. Our contact information is listed on our website at www.heartland.edu/ASC/IDC. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.